Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Iosko-Aranac District Library to talk once again about the summer reading program, Build a Better World, Lynn Bigelow. How are you, Lynn?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. Glad to have you back on the show. I think the last time you were here, we were saying, oh, it'll seem like a long time.
No, it was yesterday, wasn't it?
It seems like yesterday, yeah, when we talked about the first half of the programs. And from what I hear, things going well. We've had some amazing acts.
Yes, a lot of fun. And I know it's going to continue for this last 3 weeks, too.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that. It actually gets underway, the what we'll call the second half of the summer, yep, tomorrow.
Yeah, we have Cirque Movement. This is she's an acrobat. And, you know, acrobats do things that just doesn't seem like anybody can actually do. So I'm curious to see what she does. And there is going to be some audience participation. So I'm real curious to see that.
All right. And it's called what? Cirque Movement?
Cirque Movement.
All right. Now, where is that taking place tomorrow?
East Howes Community Center at 10:30. Okay. And the Robert J. Parks in Oscoda at 2 p.m.
At 2 p.m. And then I know a familiar name coming up that next day.
Oh, Mr. Dennis. Yeah. It wouldn't be a program or summer without Mr. Dennis. You know, we just all love him.
Exactly.
You know, that is probably one of my biggest draws in the Whittemore area.
I would imagine.
Parents bring their kids, who bring their kids, because we just love him. We just love him.
Now, where's Mr. Dennis going to be?
He's going to be one time only at the Whittemore Library at 10:30, and that's on Wednesday the 12th.
All right. Kind of unusual, because there's another show going on Wednesday then.
Yes. This is Julie Graham. She's a balloon artist. She's been up here before, but it's been a while. But she does, oh my gosh, she builds sculptures out of balloons. She does all kinds of things. She does this one thing with it's not like a hairdryer, but she can make the balloons float and do circles. Like it's a ring of them. It's fascinating. She is a lot of fun.
Wow. Okay. Now, when is she going, or where is she going to be?
She's
going to
be at the Plainfield Township Library on Wednesday the 12th at 2 p.m. And that's a one person, that's the only
time
she's going to be here.
All right. And then on Thursday, another familiar name. He's been here before.
Gordon the Magician. He was here last week, but at different branches.
Yeah.
We had to split him up. He's fun too. How many times can you use the word fun? Amazing.
Amazingly fun.
He has this little critter. That he brings, and that, you know, you're not quite sure. Is it a raccoon? What is it? Isn't it a possum? What is it? Is he alive? Is he just a puppet? It's just, he has a lot of fun with
that. Now, where's Gordon going to be?
He's going to be Thursday, July 13th at the Aug Gray Library at 10:30 a.m. and the Mary Johnston in Standish at 2 p.m.
All right. So that's what's happening this week. Mm-hmm. Then we kick it all off again next week with some more fine acts.
Yep. All week we're going to have the Organization for Bat Conservation, Bats in the Library. We've had them several times, and every program is always like it's new, because you don't know what bats they're going to bring. You learn so much about the bats. You get to see them close up. Can't touch them, which was probably okay for most people.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think
some of those
bats
are big.
Yeah.
You know, you see them and think, oh, man.
Wow.
But it's always an interesting program. You learn a lot. And, you know, bats are kind of endangered. So it's kind of nice to know what's going on with them.
Now, they take up the entire week next week.
You can see them in six different branches starting Tuesday the 18th at the East Howes Community Center at 10:30. The Robert Parks in Oscoda at 2 p.m. And then on Wednesday the 19th, Plainfield and Hale at 2 p.m., Omer at 6 p.m., and Thursday the 20th, Aug Gray at 10:30, and the Mary Johnston in Aug Gray at 2 p.m. Not in Aug Gray.
Yeah, I know. Standish for that one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I was about to say,
I saw Aug Gray, and oh, hey.
That's all right.
It'd be kind of like a scavenger hunt.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And then I love it. The final week. I've never heard the term bubbleologist before, but that's what we're talking about.
Ron Lloyd, we had him here many years ago. He is a former librarian. He was at Whitmore Lake for many, many years. Very innovative. When you see Ron, you think, old hippie. But he is such a delight. And the things he does with balloons is amazing. Some things I think we can learn to do. He does this one thing where he makes a square bubble that... You know, if I can just get the bubbles to go out of the little wand.
Yeah.
But he is a delight. He's a delight to talk to and listen to. I love talking to him on the phone. We always end up talking for a half hour. So he's got a lot of stuff going on, and he's just fun.
Ron Lloyd, fun. The bubble man and bubbleologist, yes. Takes up an entire week also. He's got a bunch of branches.
I would go see him a couple of times.
Yeah.
Tuesday the 25th at the East Tawas Community Center at 10:30, the Robert Parks in Oscoda at 2 p.m., Wednesday the 26th in Whittemore at 10:30, Plainfield and Hale at 2 p.m., and Augrey 10:30, and Mary Johnston in Standish on Thursday the 27th, and that's at 2 p.m.
Wow, and that wraps it up for the summer?
I know. I know. It goes so fast. All this planning, and then all of a sudden, boom, boom, boom. It's fun for me because I just have to show up and see
that's
the shows.
Right.
And it's fun. It's very fun. And like I said, I can't use that word. It's like capital F, capital U, capital N.
That's the best way to put it. Build a better world. That's what the summer reading program is entitled. And these acts do just that, don't they?
Yes. And if you have any questions, you can call us at 362-2651 or check out the website, IOSCOAranaclibrary.org. And that gives you everything. And there's a couple of programs that are coming up in August that we haven't started to advertise, but you want to keep an eye on.
All right, then I'm sure we'll have you guys back in to talk about that too, for sure. All right. Call your local branch, call the main office, or check out the website, right?
Yes.
Either one of those. Lynn Bigelow from the IOSCOAranac District Library. Lynn, always a pleasure to have you on.
Well, thank you.